include the Yamazigh people. It's therefore not genuinely a World Cup. Thank you, Chair, ladies and gentlemen. In 2019, here in this same room, we participated at the 12th Forum on Minority Issues. And we shared with you then, 3 years ago, information about terrorist attacks launched by groups supported and sponsored by Turkey directly. These attacks take place in the occupied Kurdish territories in Syria, such as Afrin and Sarıkaya. At that time, in 2019, we cherished the hope that the United Nations would take measures and that the international community as a whole would also do the same to put an end to this illegal, unjust occupation and to uphold the right to survival and the very right to life of the Kurdish people in these regions. Regrettably, and still today, my people continue to be the victims of pressure meted out by the occupying power, an occupying power which is seeking to annihilate Kurds and the Kurdish existence in their region. They're seeking that annihilation through unjust and inhumane means. We're seeing demographic cleansing in this region, and that in a flagrant violation of all international instruments. Even maps are modified on a daily basis in line with political change, political evolution, and political pushing. Names disappear or change. We continue to fight the good fight. We will not let up in the struggle. We have not let up in the struggle. We will continue to push for our right to freedom to be returned to us, and that an end to the prejudicial behavior meted out against us also be ended, so that steps can then be taken to heal all the wounds, all the injuries, all the harm that we've suffered thus far. I call upon all the participants here today and all those listening to review the Kurdish issue more closely, in particular the needs of the Kurds in occupied regions, and to really address it foursquare and head on. It's a matter of saving my people.